Thank you very much, Aidan. Tonight on Arena, Wallace Bird is live in studio with songs from her new album, and Seamus Murphy tells us about A Dog Called Money, his film project with PJ Harvey. +51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. Well, I remember well watching Wallace Bird take to the stage with the RTE Concert Orchestra at Collins Barracks for Culture Night. And when I went on stage afterwards, I said, I really hope she's back in studio with us very soon. And here she is tonight, standing right in front of me. I'm delighted that she's here. We'll chat in a minute. But first of all, let's hear, in fact, it's the opening track on the new album. The new album is called Woman. The opening track is called As the River Flows.
And I am made of water, surging into history, universal mystery. All in all, we cannot choose the life that we were given. So we move across the land to sky, to sea, looking for more than we were offered. Are we not allowed? Are you still where your mother pushed you out? I doubt that this is true. If you can move, then I will too. To the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. To the land, to the map of the sea, to the land, to the sea. To safety, to safety, to safety. Overcoming mystery, overcoming mystery. Oh, what are you scared of? Aren't you brave enough to pave a basic decency for humankind? A baby lost its family, its life. Don't turn your face away. Don't tell me borders are for jobs and civic order when I know you see it differently. You want your palette white, you want it cook clean. Yeah, walk a mile, walk 2,000 miles, walk 3,000 miles, you. To the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. To the land, to the mouth of the sea, to the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. Overcoming mystery, 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 overcoming, overcoming mystery, mystery. To safety, to safety, to safety. To the mouth of the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. Moving for safety, moving for safety, moving for safety, moving for safety.
Wallace Bird with As the River Flows, which is the opening track on her new album. And she sang that live. Taking a little breath. I think come to the seat to chat to me, Wallace. Yeah. Okay. Or can she stay in there? Which is, well, sorry, I should have checked this before. Which is more comfortable for you? Because we're going to chat for a little while.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Well, are you happy to stand there then? Yeah, well, you stand there then. We're quite happy to have you wherever you are. That's quite a that's quite a tour de force, that as an opening track on an album. It kind of lays out a stall, you know, talk there about basic human dignity, or dignity for, you know, basic dignity for humankind, talking about being brave, talking about don't turn your face away. Was there something at you when you were writing a song like that?
It was a song kind of directed to lazy racism towards immigrants, actually. I don't like the idea of... It began from seeing that picture of that poor little boy, Alan Cardee, who was found on the beach, which I think anybody who's seen that can't unsee it. And shortly after, there was a man I know who made this very extremely racist comment about saying, you know, they're not deserving to travel and find a better life anywhere. And I just thought, how can you say that? You have children yourself. And that just drove me mad. It made me decide that I would stick up and stand up for, do anything that I can possibly for anyone who's in a position where they have to go somewhere or find something better in their lives, you know. So that's what the song's about. It's kind of it's directed at one particular person and at a group of people, because I'm quite worried about, you know, since Brexit and your man, who I don't want to mention his name, in America, and...
Is it that bad that you even saying his name is an annoyance to you?
I think he's given far too much leniency just by giving coverage, you know, and I think it's led to the rise of racism and the rise of right-wing populism, and it's very dangerous to even, you know, give this time, I think. So what I want to give time to is kindness for people, other.
You also use an interesting term that you talk about, lazy racism. So to what extent, because there's been much talk about this in recent times at home here. Indeed, you're from Wexford yourself, you know, so there's a by-election there, and there's been much talk about, you know, loose language used around immigrants.
Yeah.
To what extent do you think it is just that? Is it a lazy thing, or how pointed do you think this can be?
Well, I mean, wasn't that... That was apologised for. I can't remember the lady's name, but I just read about it today.
Yeah.
Even in as much exposure, she was brought to a refugee crisis centre, and then she was like, oh, well, I'm very sorry. It's like, well, just don't even say anything. Just don't say anything if you don't know, if you've never met somebody and heard their story or seen where they're coming from. And I think it's just exposure. It's like... I'm going to go wild here, but I'm a gay lady, and people used to think that I was sick until they met me. Do you know what I mean? So it's just exposure and understanding. Basically, communication helps everybody.
So did you get lots of the reaction of, well, you know, if you meet the right guy, you'll be fine? Did you get that type of comment?
Stop,
really?
The lights, yeah.
So even at this point in 2019 or whatever it would have been, I suppose a little bit further back in your life. But that type of idea that there was an illness that you could be cured, that was still there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just such a... Yeah, it's just... When there's comments like that, I'd like to say, just don't... If you're thinking something in your head and you're... Just wonder if it's appropriate, and then just maybe not say it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's quite a lot of times growing up, and so I'm not into lazy commenting. I'm just into listening and trying to understand what the other person might be seeing. But, Sean, I don't mind. I don't like sounding angry, and I hope that I'm not angry. I really, really don't want to be. I'm searching for the positivity in all of this confusion. And
well, to be fair, I mean, yes, as the river flows, there's a lot of passion within it.
Yeah.
But across the album, but you're really, there's a song called Love, Respect, Peace.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really get much more positive than that.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for here. It's really love, respect, peace.
They
sound like the simplest things in the world. Why do you think they're so difficult to get to for some people?
Well, simplicity is complicated, isn't it? It's complex. I use those words because I think your words are your portrait. And words are very important now, because in the world of information, when we're listening to people speak who are supposed to be representatives of the world in a kind of a social system, you can really read people by their words now, you know. And I want children to say those words. I want children to listen to those songs like Love, Respect, Peace, and just even have those words in their mouth to express them, because we can use them all a little bit more, I think, in our daily lives. So Yeah, I mean, it is simplistic, but I don't care. That's what I'm searching for.
There's another song, which I'd love you to have nearly given it a title from both your mother and your father, because your father gives the title for the song, which is Life is Long.
Yes.
But your mother gives the wonderful addendum to that, but the time is short.
Yeah.
Now, maybe tell the story of when those lines were uttered to you and how they then made their way into a song.
Oh, that's so sweet that you know that. So, it's just hanging out at home by the fireside with my parents, you know, having a few cans and chatting about life. And, you know, I'd say something and my father would say, you know, life is long. And my mother would go, yes, but the time is short. And I just thought, well, isn't that magnificent?
So was this a kind of a perfect, this was the usual refrain and or whatever, call yeah. and response from the pair of them. It's an ongoing.
They're walking, I don't know, like phrase dictionaries they are. They are gas people. And I take quite a lot from them. So, but that song itself was written about a weekend that we spent away in the west coast of Ireland. And at the end of it, it was 6 a.m, we were after having a great crack singing and playing the piano all night. And I walked my parents back to the hotel room and they were getting into the pajamas, brushing their teeth. My mother pulled across the bed sheet and she goes, get into bed. And I was like, I am not. I'm a 35-year-old woman. I'm not. I have my own hotel room. And she just said, get into bed. And I got into the bed beside her and beside the two of them, and I put my arm around her and she had her arm around Dad. And I just remember thinking, if this is not one of the most luckiest, purest, loveliest things. So I wrote a song, that song about that, just to say thanks to parents, because I imagine it's a very unthankful job. Yeah. It's nice to remember to say thanks. Like,
now there you go. I better stop, or I'll be off on a little cry.
Oh.
It's a gorgeous story, and it's beautiful that the two of them are honoured in the song in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's another song. Well, there are several songs on the album. Another song that really caught my ear is the second one that you're going to perform for us tonight, which is "Woman, Oh Woman." This is straightforward love.
It is. It kind of stemmed from those beautiful songs that other people had written about the most perfect woman in their lives. So would you like me to play it now? Or
I'd love you to play it now. Yeah.
I don't know what I am doing, but my confidence tells me otherwise. From the first waking moment, I'm consumed by pleasure in your eyes. Yeah, woman, oh woman, ooh, woman, oh woman, I'm your woman. Cracking jokes and acting stupid, I'm a simple fool and I don't mind. I used to take my life so serious, and I've learned from that, I've done my time. Yeah, woman, oh woman. People write, some people paint, some people drink, some meditate. I get my kicks from doing things that you like. Ain't it nice? Yeah. Oh,
hard to work out why I like that song. Woman, Oh Woman, performed for us by live in studio tonight by Wallace Bird, one of the tracks on her new album. What's the reaction like to that song? Because, you know, I'm thinking about you're out on tour now, you're gigging, yeah. You know, live in venues all around the place. And a lot of the songs, you know, there's a strident isn't the right, there's an upbeat, yeah. You know, there's a kind of a, that advocacy, if you like, that's in there for the positivity. Then, do things go absolutely quiet? Can you hear a pin drop when that song's sung?
I've been very lucky. Somebody told me the other day that they saw me and I went over and while somebody was chatting at the bar, this is years ago, walked over off the stage over to them and started playing the song to them until they stopped talking. So I've done years of asking people to keep quiet, and now it's kind of come to a point where I'm very, very lucky that I kind of worked on the I worked with the audience
doing it from behind the mic rather than at the bar.
Yeah, and it's just wonderful. I'm really lucky. I have such a mixed bag of people that come to the all ages, everybody. It's I'm very lucky. There's not a And they're very attentive and lovely audiences.
I don't know what you're doing with you play the guitar upside down. There's a reason for that.
Yes. Yeah, I lost my fingers when I was a baby. I fell under a lawnmower when I was 18 months old, and that led me to turn the guitar around and begin to learn it the opposite way to what I'd known. So,
It was the bass line in that song that really struck me. Were you just playing that with the plectrum on one, or were you hammering with your right hand as well?
Ah, there's a multitude of things happening there now. So there'd be a bit of dampening and a bit of. So my baby finger can run over an octave of the bass line. You see, I play a right-handed guitar upside down, so the top strings. Starts like that, and so I'd a bit of hammering, dampening. It's just I've nothing else to do with my time, Sean, to be honest.
The way you've found to play the guitar is quite astonishing. And you play 70% of the instruments on the record.
You've really done your homework. Yeah. I'm amazed. Thank you.
I have another number question for you yet, and I think you may not have been asked this, but I'm hoping. 70% of the records, and are we talking about, in terms of production, the same type of thing? You're much more involved in getting the record to a certain point and then handing it over.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you don't just show up and it's done anymore, you know. What I do now is I write kind of hypnotically just at home. I'll set up all my gear and then just press record and see what happens. And quite often it's the very first take that is the magic. So I'm just at home doodling away. I treat my instruments as my friends. I feel like some song, maybe Barry Bass, you know, Penelope Piano, whatever. Do you know what? Whatever.
You've names for them all, have you?
Well, you kind of have a conversation with the instruments as you're going on. So yeah, they have different personas and stuff. And it's just fun to be at home and all you have to do is play music all day. It's a gift. Like, I'm very lucky, so I work very hard at it, yeah.
You were also very hard on the strings in the Spirit Store in Dundalk, I believe, the other night. How many? 7 changes of strings?
It's nearly double. It was 13.
Oh, was it? Wow.
Yeah, it was outrageous. It was outrageous.
And what do you do? Have you minions, string-changing minions that you hand the guitar to?
I wish I did. No, I bring 2 guitars so I can kind of...
All right. And you're fixing the other one while you're doing that? Or just somebody else?
I have Aidan floating home. Aidan is... we travel together everywhere and he has the short string, basically.
My final question, and the one... You're 36 and you've said, you've told us you were 35 when you wrote the song for your parents. You're 36 and you've said you've always wanted to be 36. The album is 36 minutes long.
There you go.
Did you do that on purpose?
It kind of worked out really well that way. I was hoping that it would be just 36 minutes long, and then it actually was.
36 minutes and 2 seconds, according to my Spotify. Is it? According to my
I'm
Spotify.
I'm so glad that you noticed that, because some people say it's 37.
No, it's 36 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's 36 minutes
and maybe there's
2 seconds
of silence in there.
Maybe, and I should have cut them out as well. No. But I'm really glad you noticed that, because that's a very serendipitous thing. And the whole record's like that, really.
That gives you an idea of what I have to do with my day. Add up seconds.
Oh, yeah.
There you
Trying
go.
To make them up, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Listen, great to see you, Wallace.
An absolute pleasure.
And
thank you so
super
much.
Super stuff on Culture Night. It really was brilliant. Yeah. You saved it with your knock-knock jokes. I don't know if you remember. There was a moment of silence when we thought somebody had to appear on stage. You were slightly delayed. You filled it with knock-knock jokes. Amazing stuff. Can I have one of them?
Oh, one of the jokes.
One of the
knock-knock
jokes, yeah.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Run Eep.
Runny poo. Oh, no, I walked into that. Okay, there we go. Wallace Bird. You can watch Wallace live this week. She plays Dolan's in Limerick tomorrow, Vicar Street in Dublin on Thursday, and her hometown show at the National Opera House in Wexford on Friday. Black Box in Galway on Saturday. Everyone in Cork on Sunday. Get to one of them. You'll love it. WallaceBird.com for full details.